Yee.
Hey, I'm on the radio. Please tell me I'm on the radio. Because all I ever want to do is be on the radio. Nah, man. Hey, shout out to my boy, The Rogue. C. Griggs. It's what it is. It's the deal going down.
What's the deal going down? This your boy, C. Griggs, The Rogue, and welcome to another episode of The Rogue Radio.
Yay!
All right, so what's the deal going down? It's your boy, C. Griggs, The Rogue, and welcome to another episode of The Rogue Radio Raw / The Quickie Files. So, man, today is hashtag happy or happy, what the fuck is this shit? Happy hashtag old stuff day. It's one of them social media holidays that, you know, nobody really even pays attention to until they pay attention to it. I didn't know this shit was a thing, but apparently it is. But anyway, so happy hashtag old stuff day to all of you guys that celebrate old stuff day. But yeah, I ain't got very much old stuff to be celebrating and shit because, you know, I ain't got a lot of stuff. I don't like a lot of stuff. I like to keep my shit on the minimalist side. But one thing I will talk about that, you know, as far as old stuff or stuff, I like a nice healthy MILF, you know. I like MILFs. Hashtag mom bod, whatever the hell you want to call it, you know. But I don't want to call them old, you know. Let's just go for something a little bit more PC, you know, in the age of cancel culture. Hot stuff over 45. So here's what I did was I compiled a list of my top 10 hottest women over 45. And that's what I'm labeling my hashtag hot stuff over 45. So if you follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/TheRogueRadio, you'll see that there was a post out there about that where I put one of them that was in my top 10. I put one of their pictures up and on a flyer. So if you don't follow me, you may want to. Or do like I did. I picked up a couple of new followers and new friends today in Castbox Livecast, man. Shout out to the Livecast crew, to It's a Vibe, aka the real. Shout out to Ashton. Shout out to Lucky Lisa. You know, those girls definitely came through and they livened up the room real quick, man. Seemed like that girl It's a Vibe, man. She definitely is a live wire that I will be having on the show pretty soon. She has a podcast as well. So if you're out there on CastBox, maybe you want to go ahead and go check her out and give her a listen. Apparently, she say that she her podcast get extra live when she get extra drunk. So let's just hope that we can get to see that. But anyway, so that's what I was doing earlier today was, you know, just out there trying to do a little bit of a community work, you know, and getting out there in the podcast community and seeing who else is out there and found some new friends, man. Who knew? So, but anyway, what were we talking about? We were talking about the old stuff day, huh? So, what we're going to do is I'm going to take a pause and insert an ad right the fuck right here and pay a couple of bills and shit. And on the other side of this, I'm going to run down my top 10. Don't look for this to be a super comprehensive list with a whole lot of background information. This is really just a quickie, you know, to put some podcast content out there. So if you're looking for something that's going to be really, really in-depth, then this ain't for you. But I will, you know, talk about, you know, a couple of little pertinent points, I guess, as they come up. So we're going to take a little bit of a break and we'll be back in a little bit and behold the top 10, shall we? All right, so what's the deal going down? We back. So C. Griggs, The Rogue, and you listen to The Rogue Radio. And so once again, want to wish y'all a happy old stuff day. whatever the fuck that holiday is, man. But with that, I decided to change that up a little bit for my large lady fan base, and knowing that they ain't gonna like being called old too much. So I decided to change it up and call it the my top 10 hot stuff over 45 list. So this is 10 ladies that I find, you know, to be pretty hot over 45, man, that are still alive and kicking it in out there in the entertainment field. So coming in at number 10, we're gonna jump right in. Fucking Madonna, man. The material girl herself, aka the queen of pop. Man, Madonna's 61 years old, man, but shit, she got that bread. She's coming in with a net worth of over $570 million. Shit, closing in on that $1 billion net worth. Famously known for having dated Dennis Rodman back in the past, man, so she, you know, she's a wild one. But she's, you know, she's managed to keep up with the times pretty well. And she's, shit, my first ever Jungle Fever crush, or my first interracial crush that I can recall. But she was not the last. And there's going to be a couple of them that are going to pop up in this list. So with that being said, we'll continue over to number nine. Number nine is going to come in with the Golden Girls OG herself. And there's only one Golden Girl that's left alive, man. You know her, I know her. You love her, I love her. Coming in at 98 years old, you got Miss Betty White. Betty White, man, was, like I said, the original Golden Girls OG. And she's actually the only one that's still left alive. All four of the Golden Girls are now... have passed, and she's still alive and kicking it. So funny thing about that is, man, Betty White posed nude before it was even cool to do so. You know, if you ever paid any attention, you would to the internet over the past few years, you would know that you can even call it a leak, but there are some topless photos and some bare ass photos of Betty White that she posted from, I believe, in her early 20s when she was first starting to get her start in entertainment. And shit, Betty White was hot, man. She was a nice little shapely little lady with some little perky little tits. I ain't gonna lie, I looked at the motherfucking pics, man. Shit, you know, does that make me wrong? Like, is it something fucked up about that? I don't think so, but hey, whatever. But I will say this, between the Golden Girls and Designer Women, I don't know who's more responsible for my MILF fetish, but Betty White definitely takes the cake as the senior of the MILFs that I still got a pseudo crush on. Coming in at number eight, we'll go with Sharon Osbourne. Sharon Osbourne, man, love her for just being the prototype for the ride or die chick, man. This motherfucker here is married to Ozzy Osbourne and still is married to Ozzy Osbourne and then held him down through all the Ozzy-ness of Ozzy being Ozzy. You know, from biting the heads off of bats and shit like that to, you know, just riding the crazy train like no one else's business, man. I don't know how she does it, you know, but she's a strong-willed lady, man, and she done done it for quite some time. Not to mention, and I have to put this in because I generally wasn't a big fan of plastic surgery. And still, you know, I can take it or leave it. I'm not really that huge of a fan. Fake asses and fake tits don't really move me. You know, I prefer my girls with natural curves, man. If you look thick in the waist area, you know what I'm saying? Got a little bit of a fupa thing going. I ain't really doing too much tripping. Just make sure, you know, you can tailor that pretty well. Make sure you keep it up, you know, and you know, I see Griggs love it. But Sharon Osbourne, though, has got to have the best plastic surgeon, hands down, in all of the world. Because in all of the plastic surgery that she has gotten done, she is somehow managed to make it look natural. You know, it's never overdone. You know, it always looks like she's, you know, has this timeless look about her. Obviously, you know that she's, you know, had some little upkeep things done, you know, but nobody has made it look as natural as she has. I'm looking at a picture of her now, and I'm like, damn, Sharon, kind of hot, even with the gray. If you haven't noticed that, Sharon apparently has went away from the dye in her hair and has been rocking it with, you know, rocking the gray hair look, and she still looks dazzling as she would with the red hair, man. I fucks with it. Man, oh, interesting factoid before I move on from Sharon and Ozzy Osbourne. Shout out to the Osbournes and the show, the Osbournes, who really, really broke it open for reality TV and MTV. The Osbournes, the show, aired 18 years ago this week on March 5th, 2002. So anybody that's a fucking TV historian, there's a little bit of knowledge there for you. All right, coming in at number 7, I got Tracee Ellis Ross, man. She is the Claire Huxtable of this generation and of our time. She's killing it on Black-ish and Grown-ish and Mix-ish, you know. We've known her since Girlfriends, man. And shit, if you know Tracee Ellis Ross and you're a fan of the female body, then you know that Tracee Ellis Ross has got one of the most awesome shapes and one of the most awesome asses out there in fucking Tinseltown, man. That girl there is a fucking, she's a 10. She's 10 to me because of the fact that I like quirky girls. I like girls with a little bit of quirk and, you know, these, you know, a little bit of, what's the word I'm looking for? Weird, you know, she's like not your typical, she's not the Halle Berry good looking, beautiful lady, but she's beautiful in her own right. And she has, you know, certain features that that wouldn't work on everybody, but they work on her, you know, her big eyes, her, you know, her high cheekbones, fucking this untamable, you know, mane of a hair, even though I know that a lion's mane is reserved for men. Shut the fuck up, I know. But I don't know, man. Ever since she was Joan on fucking Girlfriends, I've had a crush on Tracee Ellis Ross. So Tracee Ellis Ross is coming in at number 7 for me. But in at number 6, you got the incomparable Nia Long, man. Nia Long, I believe, is now, what, 49 years old, man? But shit, she looks good. Last time I remember seeing her in something, she was in Entourage, where she ended up being Marty Khan's ex-girlfriend from business school, and they rekindled their love for each other and played out pretty well. But shit, she was definitely killing it with them pencil skirts, and man, gave me the blues. Like, she reminded me of why I've always been a fan from Friday, the movie Friday on, you know. Nia Long has been one of those staples. Like, shit, hard not to like her. But anyway, moving on. Number 5, we just got through watching her kill it with her co-performer in the Super Bowl. You know her, I love her. You love her, I love her. Jennifer Lopez, aka J-Lo, aka Jenny from the Block. That motherfucker there is still bad, man. At 50 years old, she is fucking smoking, man. She keeps it up, you know, and does well with, you know, maintaining her upkeep. And, you know, as you can see, it showed during the Super Bowl. She kept up with Shakira with without even really having to try. But anyway, moving on a little bit further past that, we're going to talk about the facts of life, man. You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have Titty, a.k.a. Miss Kim Fields, a.k.a. What was her name on Living Single? Regine. Man, I fucking love Regine. And just, I love Kim Fields, man. She was just... That was like the basically damn near the archetype of what I wanted in a chick, man. Just kind of like that real classic good looks, but also kind of a little bit eccentric, you know. She mastered that. And I've had the pleasure of growing up my entire life with having this crush on her since shit me. Like, she was on, what was that, The Facts of Life when I was a little kid. So she would have been basically old enough to be my babysitter. You know, and you know how that whole dynamic always works out. You know, that whole babysitter slash the one you sitting type thing. There's always a thing about that. I do remember having a crush on my babysitter. And she did kind of look a little bit like, ain't that a bitch? I never even thought about that. Huh. I got to talk to my mama about that, man. I got some hangups, man, that I didn't even know that I had. But yeah, Kim Fields comes in at number four, and coming in at number three, the matriarch of Deep Ellum, one of the queens of the South, Erykah Badu. She comes in at number three, man, and she's, you know, like, what else can you say about it, man? I mean, this girl here has managed to have some awesome staying power and finds different ways to be able to stay relevant. And just judging by how two rappers have been rumored to be tied with her and dating, and how drastically she changed their life, it can only be tied to one thing: the power of the, you know what it is. So, if I can dig a little bit further and behind what's going on behind those curtains and behind those lines, man, it would have to lead to believe that this girl here has to have some explosive sex. Or either that, or she, you know, she put some in a tea or something like that, because both Common and Andre 3000, man, came out of that bedroom a totally different man. And I ain't gonna even lie and say that I wouldn't be opposed to trying to see what the hell happened and see if she was gonna change my life like that too. But, you know, I ain't on that level yet, you know, but I will say that she has always been one of my crushes. I remember used to write erotic poetry to Baduism and things like that when I was younger and shit. So she's definitely has a special place in my heart and in my loins as well. All right, speaking of loins, coming in at number two, man, Miss Jackson, If You're Nasty, did not make the list, but Miss Jackme did. Janet Jackme, man, my first fucking porn crush. Like, that girl there fucking taught me a few things about trying to find yourself as far as sexual inhibitions go. I messed up many a towel and many a day thinking about Janet Jackme, man. She just had this, like, she already had this milfy ass body about her anyway, you know, and it was all natural from, I mean, like the high cheekbones to the, you know, the full and supple lips, the ample tits, like shape, like she looked like she had, you know, had a kid or two already, you know, and just kept that mom by just intact. And not to mention, she was one of the most convincing people on camera that I'd ever had the chance of being able to witness. Or even though she may have been faking some of them orgasms, they definitely sounded and looked like they were real. Yeah, so for all you do, Miss Janet Jackson, Miss Janet Jackme, this stroke is for you. So, yeah, that's the list from 10 down to 2. And coming in at number 1, it's my bae, it's my boo. It's one of the sexiest soul sisters out there who may not come across your list as the classic epitome of sexy, but she is definitely sexy in my mind. The doctor is in. Dr. Jill, we'll see you now. Jill Scott, Illy Jill from Philly Phil, comes in at number one as my my number one hot stuff over 45. She is sexy as hell. She is now what? Let me see. She's 47, soon to turn 48 on April 4th. We both share the same birthday, and for my birthday every year, I try and send her out a social media post asking her out to brunch. And so that's not going to change this year either, except for now I have a podcast and a platform to be able to try and further that reach with as well. So if anybody that can get in touch with Jill, let her know that I am still waiting for us to share brunch and a meal together. Whenever she got time, man, it's all good, man. Just let me know, and I'll make time in my schedule for her. I know she's busy and things. Or if somebody can, you know, expedite the thing, I'll even take an early birthday gift and we can have brunch down here in Houston before her show coming up this week. She is going to be in town. I believe March 8th is the concert at Revention Music Center, which is right there off of Texas Avenue next to the Hard Rock Cafe in downtown Houston. My money ain't long enough to be able to afford this show this time around, Jill. So I'm probably going to have to miss it. I know you're sad. I am too. But I will try and catch you on the next go around. So Jill Scott, man, has been one of my favorites ever since high school, man. I just love the fact that she has been so secure in her sexuality and her being a woman. You know, she owns it, you know, and she lives it and loves it, you know, to the fullest. And that's something that I've always admired about her. And I don't know, it's just something I've always find ultimately endearing and sexy. You know, like I said, due to fucking industry standards and things of that nature, you know, she may not pop up on a lot of people's list as the sexiest, you know, anything, but she is number one in my book. And fuck you if you don't like it. That's what I got to say about it. So hats off to Jill, man. And I can't wait to see you again in concert. That's one of the dopest shows that I've ever seen. Speaking of, you know, as you know, she had that little bit of flack last year about the video that went viral about expressing herself and her intimate, expressing herself intimately, you know, and she received a little bit of backlash from that. And I think that was a shame, and that was fucked up, you know, that people nowadays can't even pantomime certain things without people, you know, getting in their feelings about certain shit. But I'm with you, Jill, and anybody else who knows me knows that I'm going to always ride with you and ride for you. So that's going to wrap up my list, man. Like I said, I didn't take very many notes, if any at all, man. This is all off the top of the dome, other than who I had on the list and where I had them. This is just another one of those quick fire quickies, you know, for the Rogue Radio. And that's going to be it for this one, man. I'll check back in in a couple of days. I'm already working on content for season 3. Make sure you guys be on the lookout for that. As always, you can subscribe and like the podcast on my home station, which is anchor.fm/TheRogueRadio. You can always find me on Facebook and Instagram under facebook.com/TheRogueRadio. The website is being worked on as we speak now. It'll be therogueradio.com. And yeah, man. So if you guys would do me the favor of liking, subscribing, sharing, and hell, leave me a comment. You know, let me know what you like, what you didn't like, what you like to hear me talk about, or whether you want to hear me shut the fuck up. I take all kind of criticism, man. I'm thick-skinned. I can handle it. But, you know, just holler at your boy. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and close this episode on out. It's your boy, C. Griggs the Rogue. As always, be bold, be vigilant, be brilliant, be the resistant, be someone, be yourself. I'ma be out.
A guidance figure somehow, and a all friend, and all in one. When this, all these jobs used to be taken up by a community, and then we wonder why, like, we can't handle fucking why divorce rates are 50% over, or why divorce rates are over 50%.
But then again, think about
it. Because and now what we're doing is we're trying to come up with solutions to this. That's what polyamory is, by the way. We're trying to figure out how to get around this problem that we just don't desire each other anymore in monogamous relationships.
What's wrong with polyamory, though?
Well, it's a silly solution, first of all.
Nobody said it's a solution. I mean, it's a choice.
I would say the monogamy problem, right? That's what it is. We're trying to create long-term relationships, but with caveats to the old rules. In order for us to be able to still call ourselves somehow committed to each other. It's a silly solution. And because it doesn't answer the fundamental problem of monogamy.
Okay.
The fundamental problem of monogamy is that we enter into them now, not based on economic reasons, but for romantic ones. It's based on desire now. It's based on romantic desire.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what desire is. Desire is
fleeting.
Space plus want.
Right.
Those are the elements of desire. Because you don't say, like, I desire these cigarettes because I have these cigarettes.
Right.
You say, I like these cigarettes, I love these cigarettes, I hate those cigarettes, whatever. You don't desire things you already have is the problem. And the project of monogamy is to get as close to that person that, like, bullshit women talk about like, soul melding and becoming one.
Why only women?
Oh yeah, no, you've tricked some guys into doing it as well. Yeah, you're right. Congratulations. It's the project of erasing that space between you, and that space is necessary for desire. And you know, you achieve that, and you like completely become that dude's entire life. Not you, I know. And all of a sudden you wonder why, like, you don't want to fuck each other. Like, it's crazy.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I was listening to this other podcast that was talking about that exact same thing. And, I mean, they equated that theory to, like, when you put a rat with a female rat, motherfuckers in there, after about a month, they don't want to fuck each other anymore. Put another rat in there.
Oh, yeah.
For about a month. And fuck, and then at the bottom of the month, they don't want to fuck anymore.
Yeah,
you know, it's just like, so.
I'm with the rats. The best thing about sex for me is that it's with someone else than it was with last time.
You know, I mean, and here's my thing. I'm like, I'm, now that I'm back out here on the market, like.
You're about to be tied down. What are you talking about?
Bullshit.
You're about to be signed.
You got a life of bullshit all fucked
up. To a long-term contract.
Nah.
The free agent market's about to close. That window's
bullshit.
Trended like
no, sir. I think
and
that.
I already talked about sign-on bonus and everything.
Nah. I don't think that's got to be the.
Oh, they've done a press conference, yeah.
I don't think that's going to be the end of that tale.
No.
Nah. No, not like that.
Don't make him break up with
her. Is Farmer going to hold a good stand
in that
town?
Nah.
No? At least one of you will think it's the end of the day.
Nah, man. Because, I mean, first of all, she's already in a situation. So, like.
Oh, that's true. That's why they don't want commitment, yeah.
Right, exactly.
I feel you. That's why Shannon happened, I guess.
You know, so right now, she has cards, but that's the card that she's played. So, like, I got a trump. I would trump that at any time, you know. Hey,
I lost about 30 seconds ago. What?
The fact that she's look. If we're playing this game on equal footing,
uh-huh.
You know.
What game? You think it's a game?
The game of life. Period. Like, I mean, but if we're looking at it on equal footing, I feel like I have an ace in the hole in the fact that hey, look, we've already started on the fact that you weren't ready to commit to anything. And you already knew that I wasn't ready to commit to anything.
Oh, so you're planning for the future heartbreak.
Not the future heartbreak. I mean, she had to know what the fuck was coming from the get-go. Like, I mean, shit.
I mean, no. Hey, no. No one said anything.
I'm just saying, like, you gotta know what's
true. Did you say something?
No. I mean, well, no.
Again, why planning for how it's gonna be?
Well, I'm planning for the fact that y'all are joking about the fact. No, that y'all are joking about the fact that we are going to be in some type of committed relationship.
I mean, one of you is going to believe it.
I'm not even going to give you that chance.
I'm not joking you for it. It's
I'm definitely not going to let that one happen again. Like, I learned my lesson.
Yeah, that's probably. So I'll say this. I've managed to not do it too, but it's not as fun.
I mean, what's not as fun? Being single?
No, like leading them on.
It's part of the chase, I guess. Like, yeah. for both sides. Like, it's the thrill of the hunt, I guess. I don't know.
I know, but you shouldn't be. You should be honest.
I have been, and yeah, I maintain to stay.
That's good.
It works. It works if you work it. You know, it's like fucking. It's like a 12-step program.
I'm getting texted right now.
No, that's not her.
Oh, well, exactly my point.
That was actually Veronica Rodriguez. That was on Twitter, the porn star.